You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
The twins, Yaakov Avinu Alav Shalom, and Esav, that's right, that, who loved Yaakov? Who? The mother. It says, Rivka loved Yaakov, and who loved Esav? Yes, Yitzhak, his father. Well, yeah, we'll see, but there's an interesting point why the Torah have to say that Rivka Imenu loved Yaakov and Yitzhak loved Esav. But before we get to that point...
When you say that, we should love the kids the same?
Yes, you should. But we'll see, we'll see. Yeah, definitely. So now here... It's an interesting point that it says that description of the Esav was Sa'id Befiv. So what is a Sa'id Befiv? He was a shikarchi, but it says Befiv, he's a hunter. Sa'id Befiv. So one point here is that he had a great, great respect for his father. Or he was pretending that he's respecting his father. And not only that, he would serve his father every time with the clothing of Adam HaRishon. He had the clothing of Adam HaRishon, and he would serve him always with clothing after Adam HaRishon. Was Yitzhak Abinu able to see what he's wearing?
No, he smelled the Gan Eden.
One more time. Yitzhak Abinu was able to see what he's wearing?
No.
Why? I was not able to see. So what is the difference does it make that what you wear, tuxedo, you know, suit, T-shirt? But if he doesn't recognize what you have on, so what difference does it make? Good. So now you see Esav, and that point was very cautious to give full respect to his Abba. But here is the Sa'id Befiv. They would bring him always delicious food. You know, Sa'id Befiv. You know, Yitzhak would ask him, you know, to bring him different food. As we see the whole concept of brachot, that was what happened. The other point that is brought, Sa'id Befiv, that means he was a very sweet talker. Sa'id Befiv. That he would hunt people with his mouth. For example, how do you call it? He had a very oily mouth. Chazak Baruch, yeah. He had a very oily tongue, yeah. He,
like a salesman.
Right, yeah, if you're a good one, yeah. So here, Gemara brings that he would ask his Abba a very, very technical complicated questions, such as if you have to give 1/10 on salt. Salt doesn't grow from the ground, so you know, it's a very complicated question. Or let's say the food of the animal. Hey, is that human food? So animal eat it. So would you give ma'aser or not? You know, what a genius! What a question that he asked. Yeah, so you would, you know, this would give such a relief to his Abba that he's such a scholar. There's been to be an interesting story about a Yehudi in a village that used to sell hot liquor. So now the senator in this village, the Kat Choda, is a very, very Sonei Israel. He was a very sorer. So, and also he was a priest at that, he had both jobs. So he announced, whoever that goes to this Yehudi to buy hard liquor, you cannot come and repent to me. As you know how they do it. And then they go to the priest and then you know, the pasta check in under the, in the table, and then so I did this and that. He said, "Machulim lecha, machulim lecha." The bigger the check is, you know. So the Yehudi found out that you know the tzorer, you know, is going to close down his business, and people stop coming. So then he came up with the idea, and he said, "You know what? You don't need to go to him. You want to repent? Come to me. I'll take care of you. I'll give you hot liquor too, at the same time. At the same time." So happened to be somebody came and says, "You know, I have a big regret. I have to repent." You know, say, "Fine, you know, have a seat." "So what did you do?" "So I stole a rope." "Stole the rope? It's okay, you know, give tzedakah, give donation, we're okay." "So you know, when I was stealing the rope, there was two cows was attached to it." He said, "What do you do with the cow?" "I said, you know, I slaughtered the cows and made some barbecue." "So it's okay, you know. You know, give the money to the poor people." "See, the problem was when I was, you know, putting the rope and the cow came, there was a caravan attached to it." He said, "What with the caravan?" He says, "You know, I broke it and, you know, I made a barbecue and a fireplace." "Okay, so you have to give more money now. You know, the more money, you know, to take care of people. You know, you have to give donation." He said, "But you know, the problem was somebody was in the caravan." So I was breaking the agala, the caravan. Then, you know, he, you know, yeah, he was not able to breathe anymore.
When did you make me first?
So now here, Esau comes to his Abba and says, "Abba, how do you give Maser on melach and salt?" And he, it's about that when he sold his first right born, he committed five great sins that he can ever imagine. Five of them. But here, you see his attitude, it was very, very destructive, because without realizing that what he's pulled off the track, but as he was convincing himself, you know, as long as I come up with tricky question and I make my Abba happy, it's okay, it's okay. "You didn't steal a rope. You committed murder." But here, "Yeah, I stole the rope." Yeah, so, and then cow came with it. And then the caravan, and then, you know. And here, we learn a very interesting thing. And that is that the way the Yetzer Hara works always convinces you that, you know, "Don't worry, it's okay. It's okay." No. As long as you have an excuse for it, so then you can go through life, you know, years and years and years. And Esav did. And not only that, how was Esav was raised? In which house was he was raised? What was the structure of the house that he raised at? How did it look like?
He had two bedrooms.
Two bedroom, yeah. How did the house look? What did it have? They had a pool. A golf course, or what did they have? What did they have?
No bench.
Huh? The house that his son was raised, he was observing every day cloud of glory on the top of his mother's tent. He would see the clouds of glory. He would notice that when his Imma lights in there a candle on Friday afternoon, it stays on till Motzei Shabbat. He knew, he realized that when they had so many guests, his mother would take a little challah, a little dough, and then this little dough could feed hundreds of people, hundreds of people. How could you trick your Abba and do such a terrible things when you see all of these miracles in front of your eyes? How? How could be such a thing?
Nature.
No. And the answer here is, because you convince yourself that, you know, back to the story, you know, I took a little rope. What is it attached to? What was that attached to? Oh, it's a little rope. What do you want from me? And that's what exactly the trick of Yetzer Hara is all about. And then, without realizing, it pulls you little by little, and then, when you wake up, say, how he has taken me into, without even realizing. And that's what exactly, there's a toy that is is a big seller in America. What is it? The kids, what are they playing with? There's a toy.
The girl or the boy?
Well, actually, you go to...
Yo-yo?
No. You go to...
Monopoly.
No. It's a toy. It's a toy that even you put money in there. It looks like it. What does it look like? It's an animal that you're not supposed to eat. You're not permitted to eat. It's a chazir. It's a chazir. It symbolizes Edom. Why? Because chazir has one good sign. What is it? He has a split hoof. But it doesn't chew his cud. And chazir attitude here is always he shows his hoofs. Why? To convince you I'm kosher. I'm kosher, but he's not kosher. But what does he do? He shows you the good side. And that's why we see how people they fall in a trap. That's what he does. That's what his attitude is. That's Esav is compared to this non-kosher animal. That his attitude here is that, you know, it just tricks you. Because when you see the split hooves, oh, it's kosher. But it's not kosher. Why? Because he's not what he's supposed to be. But that's what the attitude of the Esav was. He would trick his Abba. You know how much I learned today. You know how much I know. And what a question that he came up with. But the fact of the matter was, it was just only tricking his Abba. And that's what exactly we learn here. The patent of the Yitzhara is all about that he pulls you and peels you, and as far as the mentality that he injects into us, exactly the same way. Like, let's say you ask somebody that you don't know, why are you not happy? Why are you not happy? What does he tell you? So I don't have nothing to be happy about. So but why you convince yourself to not be happy is okay? Why? Why?
Things can get other people's attention? Or
something? So now here, Rabbeinu Arav, Eliezer Papo, in Palenio brings that to not be happy is the Avera. What does it say? That if somebody is not Sameach, it's Avera?
Why should it be
Avera? Why should it be Avera?
To be happy is a mitzvah, not to be happy is not
an avera. Right. Exactly. He explains, to not be happy is not avera. But you know what he's going to do? To not be happy is going to lead you to avera. That means for sure, no doubt. If you're not happy, you're going to end up to do many, many sins. Why? Because Yetzer Hara has a tip for us. He doesn't like happy people. He only likes Achmo people. The only one that he goes after, it's only Achmo people. That's it. If he sees you happy, he runs away. No. I cannot challenge him. I cannot deal with him. He runs away. And that means the whole concept of Esav actually is Mara Shechora. What does Mara Shechora mean? Be down, be depressed, be hopeless. And that's what his trick. And then he brings you reasoning. He brings you reasoning. You know, it's like this, it's like that, it's not worth it, I feel like this. Oh, Megillah convinces you. Hassan, you know, you have nothing, you know, to be happy about. What do you think? Don't even try. Because if you're gonna smile, all these limbs is gonna hurt you. You know, don't even try. Don't even try. Yeah. And that's not exactly the warning is all about. Hasu Shalom, don't give him the rope. He's gonna pull everything. When you give him a rope, that's a gun. You say your ruzi, Hashem give somebody somewhere else. Go away. How? Hasu Shalom, don't give him an opening. You have to give yourself the boost, the energy. The spirit. Amen. And get rid of him. And Chas v'Shalom, don't let him, God forbid, to play with your head.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.